came to power long before, in the early 90s. So what is not responsibility? Not Israeli responsibility. It is Israeli policy that has created such a chain of reactions that we could tell it. We could say, we said it over and over again to Israelis, to diplomats, to foreign diplomats, to foreign countries. We warned over and over again. We knew and we wanted to prevent it from happening. So how can they say Israel is not responsible? And you know what? Every Palestinian who is killed today in Gaza is registered in the Israeli controlled population registry. Palestinians are not registered in a separate one. It's Israel which controls. If a person is not registered, he is there. If a newborn is not registered in the Israeli registry of population, then the newborn does not exist. Israel controls still today. Palestinian Authority is obliged to give every name of a newborn and every change of address to Israel for validation of this change. So what is not responsible? It's part of Israel. I mean, Israel controls the whole country, controls the people, decides how much water they have, what is the economy they are allowed to have. If they don't go to universities in the West Bank, Israel decides. Israel decides about every detail of these people. So what's happening now is not Israel's responsibility. This is exactly, this is how the majority don't, of mainstream media don't want to deal with it. They start to deal with this with conflict and the cruelty only when it reaches this unbearable top. But there is incremental cruelty and violence and evil and bureaucratic evil, bureaucratic violence that has been there for years, accumulating one layer after another, and it chokes everybody, every Palestinian. You know, Palestinians in Gaza, people who are under 30 years old have never seen a mountain in their lives. A mountain. They don't understand the concept of a spring of water coming out of a rock or a mountain. I know it because a young friend of mine, she had the chance to come to the West Bank because she has cancer. So her friends tell her, you are so lucky because you have cancer so you could leave the Gaza Strip. Her brothers are surprised when she tells them about the mountains that she saw in the West Bank. So you take from the people for so many years, you take every hope and every horizon, every joy you take out of them. And still I want to say, and I want to say that the more I hear about this Saturday, and I think that many details are, I mean, I verified about many details and the atrocities were there, but it taught me that people came, not the majority, a few, but it only tells me how the pressure that has built up, how monstrous it was to create these monstrous attacks in one day.
Amira Haas, longtime Israeli correspondent for Haaretz in the occupied Palestinian territories, usually based in Ramallah. She's author of Drinking the Sea at Gaza, Reporting from Ramallah, and wrote the foreword and afterword to her mother Hannah Levy Haas's Holocaust memoir, Diary of Bergen-Belsen. To see part one of our interview with Amira and also our interview yesterday with Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, visit democracynow.org. I'm speaking tonight in Charleston, West Virginia at the Grassroots Radio Conference, 7:30 p.m. at the Capitol Theater. Visit democracynow.org for details. Oh, and happy birthday to Robbie Caron. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM and WRCT.org on the Internet.
I I stand before you even in my sleep with wide open eyes to tell you things about yourself you might not recognize. Like how we fight for love or money and how we fight for fun. And how we sometimes fight just to see some damage done. Lady Liberty, you talked in circles and tongues while the boys all fought for you. We thought you were all beauty and truth. Now I see you thought so too. You told us time and time again the best is yet to come. But the more you talk, the less you saw of the damage done. Born and bred to push your luck out to the edge of town. Over unmarked graves you swore to try to live your legend down. Headlong save some oil in the sand, my God, in cars we trust. But the worst is not the body count, nor battles lost and won. It's in the hearts of those who fail to feel the real damage done. There's a storm. Call to arms, call it what you will. One nation out from under God, with justice standing still. Noriega north and Nixon now, like father and like son. One steps aside, one steps right in. Carry on the damage done. Playing with war toys turns into a full-time occupation. I guess the less said, the better about a kinder gin. Cause once you've tasted power and blood, it's easier to aim your gun. Then fire away and walk away from the damage done. Oil rigs, elections, and oil stains our hands. Soon we'll have a across Afghanistan. One day in hell, two towers fell. What's lost can never be won. By war on war, adding terror to the damage done.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You are in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Radio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We will be here for the next hour or so, playing recorded music for you. Usually, we have a theme. The theme for last week was trains. Yes, it was trains. And the theme for today is musicians from the state of Mississippi. Before we get to that, I'm going to give you a couple of public service announcements. We're going deep into the public service announcement file for these. You might think of these as oldies but goodies. Okay, here goes number one. Vaccination is not just for kids. I think we know that by now, right? The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases urges all adults to speak with their doctors about vaccinations they need. More U.S. adults die of vaccine-preventable diseases than from breast cancer, AIDS, or traffic accidents. And adults can spread diseases to others at even greater risk, like infants. Protect yourself and those close to you by getting immunized. Learn more by visiting adultvaccination.org. And let's see, what else do we have here for you? Yeah. Okay, here's a, I hope this is a timeless one. In my mind it is, but my mind isn't always up to date. Animal Friends volunteers are discovering their inner kitten. From socializing cats and rabbits to walking dogs to teaching respect for animals in classrooms all over our region, Animal Friends has a niche for every interest. Meet other pet lovers and enrich your life by becoming a volunteer at Animal Friends. You can apply online right now at www.thinkingoutsidethecage.org or call 412-847-7000. Okay, here are your PSAs for the hour. Okay, a word or two about how this is set up. The first set of, Mississippi's not a big state, at least population-wise, but it has probably created more than its proportionate share of musicians who have achieved some degree of fame. So there's a little winnowing process here. I think it's safe to say in the first set we're going to play songs by people that you will not probably recognize as having grown up in Mississippi. And in the second set of Mississippi musicians, which it'll be mostly a blues set, they're names that at least people my age would recognize. But okay, enough about that. I'll just... We're going to start things off with Nanette Workman, who grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, left Mississippi while she was in college to perform on Broadway, and somehow ended up in Quebec. But here's Nanette Workman with a song that, I want to say it was popularized by the Rolling Stones. I'm forgetting who initially sang it, but I'll remember it eventually.
Well, baby, you used to stay out all night long. You made me cry, you done me wrong. You hurt my eyes open, that's no lie. Tables turn and now it's your turn to cry. Cause I used to love you, but it's all over now. You used to run around
with every girl in town. Spent all my money playing high class games. You put me out, it was a pity how I cried. Tables turned and now it's your turn to cry. Cause I used to love you, but it's all over now. Yeah, cause I used to love you, but it's all over now.
listen, hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night. Full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and getting light and the moon is climbing high. I want to celebrate, she's shining. I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
This land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed?
Okay, and so goes our first set of musicians from Mississippi. We started it off with a Nanette Workman doing It's All Over Now. Bobby Womack, that's who I think sang it first. I might be wrong. I didn't look it up. It just, well, anyhow, if you're just talking about the British audience, it was the first number one hit of the Rolling Stones. It didn't make it close to number one over here, I don't think. Anyhow, the name of the Nanette's CD was Just Getting Started. And then we had Conway Twitty, who another gentleman from Mississippi. It's Only Make Believe. That was a 45. And then we had Cassandra Wilson, another Mississippi resident. She's from Jackson, Mississippi. That is not even close what I have here on the database, but on the playlist. Anyhow, the name of that song, as you probably guessed, is Cassandra is Harvest Moon. And the name of the album is Closer to You, the Pop Side. And last but not least, David Ruffin from Meridian, Mississippi, doing his big hit, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. That also was a 45. If we have any time at the end of the show, we might play something by his brother, Jimmy Ruffin. What do I got to do here? I gotta tell you about other shows here on WRCT. Okay, we're going to tell you about two Tuesday shows. First of all, a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. A minute pause. It's been a while since I've done this. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with, I'll try to get it straight, a minute pause Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And then Tuesday night, we have 8 Miles High. And when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Okay. We're going to take a break from the Mississippi artists and play you some new music. We're going to start off with a track from a new album from Bella Fleck, Zakir Hussain, Edgar Meyer with Rakesh Chareja. So here we go with that. Thank you.
down through the hallway. Dinosaur bones and bald tires. The ceilings feel or maybe I've grown. Whispers of my anthem get louder. Sing hallelujah. Sing to the holes in the walls. Sing for the light through the broken windows in the ear of the wrecking ball. Walls papered with blues and greens, fade to yellowish gray. Some things will never leave, and others never could stay. Inside the bedroom, I hear still on the phone. 33 years of pleading, Dad, please don't leave me alone. Bushes tangled around the weathered wood fence. The gate to the sidewalk leads me out to our names scratched in the cement. The kids are still jumping rope, and the ink all is still dropping bombs. My sister's piano drowns out the sound of all of us singing along.
It's my own fault for being out of touch, but I never asked for much. I used to know where to go, where all the parties were and every show. I've got the photographs somewhere in my to be somebody.
That was our new music set, all music that was recently released. The last song was by Tamar Burke, T-A-M-A-R, her CDs, Tiny Injuries, and the track that we played was I Was Saved by the Beauty in the World. Before that, we had Caroline Cotter doing The Year of the Wrecking Ball. CD was Gently as I Go. And we started the set off with Bella Fleck, Zakir Hussain, Edgar Meyer with Rakesh Shereja doing Hidden Lake. And the name of that CD was As We Speak. Now I owe you something. What do I owe you? Oh, I need to tell you about one of our fine underwriters. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lordsville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can go to their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And let me also mention that if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, now we're going to get back to the Mississippi musicians and play music that the people more traditionally associate with Mississippi. We're going to start, as a matter of fact, we're going to start it off with three artists that have Mississippi in their name. And I have to tell you that I didn't have my staff to check and see if they were really from Mississippi. We're taking this on faith. But first of all, we have the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Jelly roll, I can't take my eyes off. side, riding two white horses when the eagle bird flies.
I can't take my eyes off.
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 I can't take my eyes off you.
I can't keep my eyes off you, baby. I can't keep my eyes off you, girl.
Don Porsche. Well, you can't do me like you Don Porsche. Well, you work the morning labor, baby. Lord, Kelly went stone blind. Lord, you can't do me, baby. Lord, like you done pulled you. Well, you took his money. Why you can't take my play blue. Lord, I waked old Lou. Lord, you know when I waked old Bill. You know when I waked old Bill. Lord, I couldn't find a mule. Lord, with his shoulder well. Lord, I'm a long line skinner. I got this shorty line. I'm a long line skinner. You know I got this shorty. Bye. You know he won't drink water. He won't eat bun, eat no corn. You and that mule won't drink water. Lord, he won't eat bun, eat no corn. Lord, I cannot drive a captain. Lord, won't even go on. He got a hard shooting pistol. You know Ben, he thinks he bad. He got a hard shooting pistol. I declare he thinks he bad. I'm gonna take it in the morning.
I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning with the Monday morning blues. I couldn't hardly find. I couldn't hardly find. I couldn't hardly find my Monday morning shoes. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues searched all through my bones. Long weeks today. I've in the morrow morning. In the morrow morning. In the morrow morning, gonna be my trial day. The judge, ask the judge, ask the judge, what might be my fine? Get a pick and shovel, get a pick and shovel. Get a pick and shovel, let's go down in the mine. That's the only time. That's the only time. That's the only time I ever felt like crying. Lord, my heart struck sorrow. Lord, my heart struck sorrow. Lord, my heart struck sorrow, and the tears come rolling down. Mr. Change a dollar. Mr. Change a dollar. Won't you change a dollar? Give me a lucky dime. When the morning blue, I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning with the Monday morning blue.
Tears fall like showers. I've got a pretty woman, lives way down in Tennessee.
Okay, let me quickly tell you what was in that last set, and then it's time for Zombo. First tune was from the North Mississippi All-Stars. It was Eyes off of their Polaris album. And then we had Mississippi Fred McDowell doing Levee Camp Blues off of This Ain't No Rock and Roll. Then Mississippi John Hurt doing Monday Morning from Legend. And last but not least, Charlie Musselwhite doing Tennessee Woman from the CD of the same name. As I mentioned before, I will not be here tomorrow for my annual show about the devil. But tomorrow. Next, thank you. What would I do without Zombo?
What would you do?
I won't be here next Friday, but I anticipate being here every Friday in November. How about that? I think I have my Wanderlust under control for a while. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Zombo, take it away.
The fool and brains are that monster in you. A strange tune seems to be playing for you. Could you be someone's invention? So unreal as you feel tonight. Did you sell your soul to the devil at the monster party last night? Monster body. Did you sell your soul to Mephistopheles? Tell me, baby, tell me, tell me, please. If you made a date with the devil, not me. If you know my fate, find a devil with me. Cold night, brains are the creature in you. A strange light seems to be falling on you. I know it's not your intention to frighten me so tonight. Won't you tell me, baby, what happened at the monster party this night? Last night.
Ah, yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tom Savini. Ah, always a pleasure to have you enjoy the month of October with me. Ah. Oh, that's correct. That's correct. I am on today, and then I dash right after this is done, right after the minute I'm done with my show, I dash off to Evan City for the 55th anniversary of Night of the Living Dead. I get to host that, and I will be interviewing Tom Savini. Ah. Yeah, the real one, not you. Ah, he has no idea that the fake Tom Savini joins me on the radio. That's nice. The first time I ever heard you laugh in the 17 years that you have been helping me all through the month of October, Mr. Fake Tom Savini. Ah. Hey, Salvo, right here in your brain. Yeah. So I was going to like skedaddle, get up there early. And, you know, set things up. And I got time. I got time. I got time to hang out with you bums.